You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. I don't have to tell all of you how unbelievably common all these cosmetic surgery procedures and all these injectable procedures have gotten, right? You know that every TV show, every Google ad, every magazine, you name it, people are talking about something to do about making themselves look better. And one of the things that has risen to the top of the most common cosmetic procedures is something to do with what we would call facial injectables or just cosmetic injectables in general, because it can be on the face, it could be on the body, it could be anywhere. What I want to make sure that you're knowing about this is that the more and more people that enter into this realm of aesthetic medicine or cosmetic procedures or cosmetic surgery, you got to really make sure that you, as the consumer, understand the risks that are involved with it and understand what they can do and what they can't do. And most of all, can they make things look worse? And I'm really, really, really passionate about this, because the last thing you want to do when you're coming to see a plastic surgeon or someone that's doing cosmetic procedures is to end up leaving looking worse than you did when you first came in there, or at least making you feel that you look worse than when you first came in to get something done. I have started doing more and more virtual consultations. Most of it was brought on by the whole pandemic that we're all living through. But I can tell you, after doing 6 months now of constant virtual consultations each week, that so many of you are confused about what these injectable products will do and what they won't do. And there's a huge confusion about how they can be administered. That's what I wanted to really focus on today, because this topic could be just hours long, and I know you don't want to listen to a podcast for that long. So what I wanted to do today is to concentrate on a small segment of this concept about how the products for cosmetic procedures can be placed, how they can be actually administered or injected. And a brand new FDA-approved version of placing product in the face or the body was recently something that has been highlighted, and it's been in the news. We even Instagrammed about it in our practice at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. And it's using a flexible plastic cannula instead of using a needle to get your products injected into your face or body. So really briefly, let me go into what I'm talking about. There are products that we call facial fillers or body fillers. These things are a totally separate entity than Botox or what we would call neuromodulators or toxins. Those things are something that get injected into muscles and they make things relax for a period of time. We can talk about them at another podcast. Today, to try to keep things as clear and as separated and as understandable as possible, all we're talking about are injectables that are like a filler material. There's something that you put in and you will see a volume change. You will see something happen to the tissues or the face or the butt or the body instantly because you have now placed something into a space, let's say in your face, that has now created a volume change, that has created a fill, if you will, to a wrinkle or a crease or to an area of your face, let's say, that has been concave. And now we're trying to make it more rounded, more shaped, more lifted, more full. Up until the use of a cannula, the only way to do this was to use a sharp instrument like a needle. And the needle would penetrate the skin. And then because the needle was attached to this filler material, you could inject it and it would get underneath the skin and create this look that you were going for, or this volumization, if you will, of that area of your face. And let's just keep talking about the face because we can extrapolate this out into the body. But for purposes of just discussing this on this podcast, let's just talk about the face. And we're still using the needle all the time. And it's very important that the person that's handling this needle or this instrument understands the anatomy of the face. So one of the issues with using a needle has always been, number one, you could create more bruising because underneath the skin, there are a lot of different blood vessels that are, you know, running rampant around there. And you really have to know the anatomy well to stay away from those because there are other things that can happen if some of this product would get into one of those vessels. It can cause embolizations, which are like little pieces of this product could be transferred into areas of the face where you didn't want it to go. And it can cause problems. Well, one of the ways to try to get a little bit more, I would say, safety into this whole realm of facial injectables was to come out with something that we're calling a cannula, which is a plastic, very, very, very fine instrument that gets attached to the end of this syringe that's housing this product that we want to place into the face. And now we can inject it under the skin without having a sharp tip, without having it have any kind of ability to really pierce through, if you will, easily, vessels and other things. Now, it's actually a very elegant procedure. I've been doing this in the practice for many, many, many years. And one of the things that we were talking about, I think it was probably 3 years ago, I was on TV, and I think it was on The Doctors. And one of the things we were talking about, it was right around the time of the holiday season. And I was saying that these cannulas are really phenomenal because if you have a wedding to go to tomorrow, or if it's Christmas this week, or if it's New Year's coming up and you just haven't had a chance to get in to see the plastic surgeon for a while, and now you've waited to the last minute, you can come in and get this done. But what happens if you bruise easily? What happens if, you know, in your experience when you've had injectables before, you may have gotten black and blue in certain areas? Well, this cannula technique enables the plastic surgeon or your dermatologist, let's say, to use this filler in a way that you could almost inject all the way around the face, up into the forehead, around the cheeks, the chin, the jawline, and you can do this without having to stick you guys, the patient, multiple times with a needle. Because the beauty of this is the first little needle stick is done with a needle that's slightly larger than the cannula that you're going to use. It's very important to go to someone that knows how to do this, obviously, because where you want to make that first needle stick should be in an area that will allow this cannula to then be placed into the little opening that was made. And now, if that opening has been made properly in the right location, we're able to use this opening and the cannula to basically traverse the entire face. So literally, you can go from underneath the eye area or that tear trough region, which so many people want to have filled, and you can literally go from there to the nasolabial folds, the smile lines. We can go the opposite way, almost towards the ear to give a little bit more cheek fullness. We can take it up to the temporal region if you have a little temporal hollowing, which is right by those temporal areas that as we get older, we start to get a little bit concave there. And you can even go distally or down towards the chin and make those marionette lines, those lines right by the corners of the mouth fill out, all from a small little opening that was done initially with one little needle stick. And I think now that Allergan, who is the Botox company, who's the Juvederm company, has come out with their own proprietary set of cannulas, they're going to be advertising this more and more. And I think this is going to be something that you're going to see in TV commercials, in magazine ads. And I wanted to be sure that I jumped on board to talk to you about this, because if you've been waiting to get any kind of a facial filler, or maybe you've had it in the past and you've had it done with needles and you were the one that did bruise a lot, this may be the time to try this out, especially now that everyone's wearing masks, because if you did get a small bruise, you're wearing a mask and it'll be covered up. But I think from a safety standpoint, we just want to also reiterate the fact that these fillers are phenomenally popular and they do a great job. However, there are three things that I want everyone listening to this to really pay attention to. The first thing is there are so many fillers on the market that there needs to be a level of understanding about where the proper filler should be placed in accordance with where you want to put it in the face. Because not every filler should be used anywhere on the face. That's number one. So going to someone that understands where the proper filler or the proper cosmetic injectable should be done is very important. Number two, the person you're going to should also be capable of offering you not only the injection with a needle, but also learning, they hopefully will have learned how to use a cannula technique, because they will now become more and more popular. I'm telling you, from this point forward, when you start, you know, listening to people talk about injectables, pay attention to how they're being done, because I'm telling you that the cannula will now become much more mainstream moving forward. It's a higher learning curve for the injector to learn how to use a cannula, but once they've mastered it, it is a fascinating way to cause the whole face to just look more rejuvenated and fuller and just more youthful, because you're able to jump all over the face without having to cause a lot of bruising or needle sticks for the patient. And it just makes even the injector feel more comfortable, because not every time that you're using that needle are you causing any pain. So it is a fascinating thing. The third thing I want to make sure that you know is the depth of injection is very important. This is something that you don't necessarily have to be expert in, but the person you're going to should be expert in understanding where they want to be placing this product, either with a needle or with a cannula, it's not just about which product. It's not just about, you know, where on the face it's being used. It's not just about needle or cannula. It's also understanding to get the result that you are coming in asking for, where should that product be placed in terms of the depth that we're going for? So think of the face in a three-dimensional way. Should it be placed closer to the bone? Should it be placed more in the fat of the face? Or should it be placed very superficial next to the skin? I'm going to get back to all of that next week for our next podcast. For now, you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'll be back with you for part two of facial injectables.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.